I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Nick, and
we love scams.
Guys, we love scams. Also, we have to say, we don't know what we're talking about. We love scams.
At the end of the day, we don't know facts. And you know what? You can't sue us, okay?
We had an amazing review that said, wow, this podcast really makes me want to then go do more research.
That's hilarious.
This is not... Listen... We are not NPR. We are not Radio
Lab. If I encourage you to do independent study, I'm happy. Great. Because please check if I was incorrect.
We do not have scripts. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Please double check my work.
We love
please.
It. So we're so excited, and we're excited to just have this ride with you.
Let's go.
Okay. In this studio today, we have an amazing guest who is a good old friend of mine. We've known each other for so long.
Yes.
Been forever.
Yeah, I know. And I've known both of you for a long time.
Very long.
So long.
We've all been old fogies at the LDC.
We're just old.
We are. Honestly, we're just
old. We're just old at this point. Yeah.
Wait, wow. Our guest is Abby Holland.
Oh, Abby Holland.
Oh, yeah,
she's
by the way.
Amazing.
She's a great human being, and we love her, and we're acting like you're all in this room with us, because that's obviously our listener is probably just my mom, but this is Abby Holland.
And now my mom.
She is a fabulous fighter for our rights on Lady Parts Justice.
Lady Parts Justice.
Which is an amazing organization. And I know her from Best Week Ever, where she was my producer, and she was so good.
I didn't realize you produced on Best Week Ever.
I was a segment producer.
That's
I guess
huge.
That's one
it's
of
big.
The producer.
That is.
The show is no longer on the air.
R.I.P.
You're so smart.
It was a very fun job.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Such
and
a fun
to,
job.
Talk to my friends. My job was literally to just have my comedian friends talk about fun shit.
Can we bring it back?
I would love to.
I would die. Write a letter.
Yeah, let's write a letter.
I just found a couple entertainment lawyers. I have a few in my back pocket. We'll write up a letter.
I love it too.
Well, also, Sue, right before we started the call, I was talking about Abby is on this famous GIF. And it's so
she
funny.
Is
and
with she the glasses.
Is everywhere on this
yes.
GIF.
Yes.
And
I see it all the time.
Miranda tweeted
used
her
it.
GIF.
He tweeted no. it. He did, because a lot of people told me that he did, and I screen grabbed it. It's on my phone.
I'm so glad.
He announced the, what's it called? His mixtape. Like
yes.
last December,
the
Hamilton mixtape 2 years ago. And he said, real excited about the mixtape or something like that. And he used my GIF.
Oh my God. We're going to put it
my
on
face.
Our Instagram. You can see it.
Oh my
can
God.
You put
it's
that,
nuts.
You should put that on your IMDb somehow. Like that he
yes.
used that.
Lin-Manuel used my face.
That's my credit. My like, what's the word?
Sexual.
Tertiary Hamilton. Yeah.
Yes.
But I'll take it.
He used
I
my
wish
face.
I could use it as a credit. I've yes. tried to actually, being like, you might have recognized yes. me on this popular GIF, but it's not quantitative.
You know what? We're not.
But I know
what the word is.
But I know exactly what GIF you're talking about.
I know the GIF too. Well, I do that on my Instagram. It's my little picture of when I was in one commercial I was really happy with.
The car one, right?
The car one.
I know that one.
The secret deodorant one. That was the only thing I was successful in and maybe only will be, but it's up there forever.
Caitlin, oh do you know that I went into the room to audition right for that commercial right after you came out? And it was like you had been so good that it was like all the air had been sucked out of the room.
No.
Like, they were not paying attention to me. They were just like so totally thinking about how good you were. And you booked it. And that's amazing.
That is so funny. No, yeah. That's not true. You're amazing. I don't believe
no,
this.
No, but
I
you had
the compliment.
Been such a shining star that they couldn't get it out of their minds. That was an all-female room too, right?
Yes. It was all female room, all female producers, director. The director was Marielle Heller. Mm-hmm. Heller, and she is now directing. She was amazing. She's doing such great work. And then she also is doing the Mr. Rogers with Tom Hanks.
Oh wow.
Oh my God.
She's amazing. But yeah, one of those things, you have this moment and you're like, well, now I just gotta find another gold mine. Hope somebody else casts me in the most perfect thing I've ever been in.
God, it's few and far between. I know. I get it.
Abby,
holy shit.
Can you tell us more about what you do for Lady Parts Justice? Because it's so fascinating to me. And I always see you guys touring and stuff.
Yeah. So I'm a writer with them. And so I and a couple other writers, we come up with all the things that we kind of need. We write their sketches. If we come up with video sketches, we come up with the chants when we're going to a march or something. We come up with poster ideas. And then we also, when we tour over the summer, the Vagical Mystery Tour, we perform at the shows. And what happens is we go to an independent abortion clinic within that city. And we visit them and we bring them coffee, or we've put up fences, we've gardened. We kind of do whatever they need. You know, we ask them, hey, what would be helpful for you? One time we ordered a paper shredder because they're like, we have a closet full of paper and we can't get anyone to come and shred it for us because we're an abortion clinic and they don't want to support us or something.
Oh
or
my gosh.
They can't have the gardeners won't do work for them because they're an abortion clinic. So yeah, it's kind of crazy. So
it's whatever they need, really. That's amazing.
Yeah, we're like half Habitats for Humanity meets like a CSO comedy tour. And so we'll visit the clinic, and then the day after or day before, schedule, you know, withstanding, we'll bring the clinic workers there and we'll put on like a fun show, stand-ups, all that fun stuff, bring the community in, and then we'll have a talk back afterwards. And we'll just let the community get to know this small business that's in their town, and hey, we're not scary. Like, we just do this thing for healthcare, and you know, they have people sign up to be escorts, and you know, which is people that stand on like Saturdays, and they wear like a fluorescent vest, and they, when patients come in, they escort them into the building because there are so many protesters that are yelling in their faces.
And so this got so much attention for a while, but now the media's a little bit died down. Is it still just as bad as it was?
Protesters?
A couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
It's still
and
there, yeah.
Also, like, what areas of the country can they not get people to garden their yards because of they're so conservative. Like, where is this happening?
It's happening everywhere. There's
really
we went to North Carolina, Indiana, Mississippi, Alabama.
Oh my gosh.
Where did we? Detroit. It's scary. The first time that I went to a clinic to escort and there were protesters yelling, I was actually pretty scared and nervous.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know what to do. And then after a while, you kind of, it's almost like stages of grief, but not grief. It's stages of how you deal with this.
kind of thing. Chaos.
Must be so traumatic. Like
the first time I did it, I was terrified and I was really quiet. And then the second time I was like yelling. And then I was like, that doesn't feel good. I don't want to yell at these people. And then now I just kind of ignore them. And if they try to say something to me, then I try to be calmly, you know, calmly have a discussion with them if they want to have a discussion, which I have had good discussions with these people. It's rare, but you try to just calmly tell your side. But most people are yelling.
Right.
And the best way to deal with it, I found, is to just focus on the patient and not even give them the time of day. There's a lot of misinformation out there about it, and they're definitely not getting the correct scientific information about all of it. And one thing that the founder of Lady Parts Justice says, Liz Winstead,
who's amazing.
One thing she says that's really great is there's not good abortions, there's not bad abortions, there's just the one that you need.
For sure.
And that resonated with me. And yeah, it's so difficult to say, oh, this one was a good one, this one was a bad one. You can't go there. You just, you know, people are in situations.
Yes.
And
they need help.
It's healthcare. They need help. And this is the decision they want to make with their body. So,
you know. It's their choice, too. But yeah, so Abby does incredible work.
Incredible. Yay. And I'm just.
It's abortion meets comedy. So
that's fun.
It's two things that.
You're doing the Lord's work. It is the Lord's work.
It is.
If I were religious, yes.
Yeah. You should be telling people that while you're in your vest. I'm doing the Lord's work. I checked
hilarious.
In. We know. We have an inside track.
He told me.
I'm doing the Lord's work. And how can people donate to you?
You just go to the website. Lady Parts Justice League for tax deductible. Lady Parts Justice for... just, hey, you want to throw us a fiver? You go to the website and you can donate. We have merch. We have shows in New York. We have shows everywhere. We're going to do a tour. There's all sorts of things. They actually have we have a podcast, too, called Feminist Sleeper Cell.
I love that.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, let's get down to business. So I almost called you Caitlin.
Well, everyone
Abby,
else in the room
we
is
have
Caitlin,
two Caitlins in this room. This is so exciting because Abby messaged me and she was like, boy, do I have a scam for you. And it sounded like something I would 100% totally, it could happen to me. I almost got kidnapped and when I was 18 years old. So like anything could happen.
Okay, look, you're going to have to tell me that at some point.
I will tell you
now.
This story. But so things obviously could happen to me. I think that's why Sue and I are so fascinated with scams is because they're so human based. They are trickery of a person. And so you have one person who is very convincing. Anyway, I'm so excited to have Abby to talk about what the most recent scam she was involved in.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
I just want to preface it by saying I am so embarrassed this happened to me.
Well, you are a smart person. And I think that's why I'm very excited. Not excited you got scammed, but like there is this camaraderie feeling of like, look, we're both capable women. You do amazing work. We just talked about everything you do. And you can still
I think it could happen to anybody. Scams can happen to anybody.
It can.
I now am convinced of that because I, oh God.
Once you've been almost even a half a scammed, you're like, oh my God. I went to college.
No shame.
Yeah, I went to college. I am pessimistic as fuck. Like, I can't believe I fell for this.
I'm a New Yorker. Right. I hate everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll just
do
it. Begin.
Tell us all.
Okay. So this was Halloween, 2018. And I was just chilling at my apartment, wasn't going to go out. It was around 3 p.m. And I get a call from a number that I don't know. And so I'm like, fuck this. Don't answer it. They leave a message, which they normally don't.
Right. So, and messages alert you, at least.
Yes.
To me.
So I was like, I'm going to listen to it to, you know, see what the fuck these assholes are doing. Mm-hmm. And it was a message I had never gotten before. And it said, this is an emergency hotline. You need to call us back. And the only reason that I called them back was because my mom and my stepdad were traveling in Europe at the time.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, I was like, what if something happened? 100%. I was just like, if it didn't say emergency hotline, I would have been like, fuck this. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to call it just to make sure that my mom's okay.
Also, it could be some off European call. Like, that's a thing, too. If it's like when you get these calls, like I went to a hospital in Holland and the people spoke English, but it was very particular sounding. It had a British accent, but it was also a Dutch accent. So like, I could have called
my
family.
Wait,
there.
Abby.
They were living
Abby,
their best
so
life.
It just said. It didn't say, like, this is the European emergency hotline. It just said, we are the emergency hotline.
Yeah, it was kind of, if I'm remembering correctly, it said, this is an emergency. I think it was recorded, but it said, this is an emergency hotline. Call us back at blah, 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 blah. This is an emergency hotline. So it didn't really register to me as something super duper duper shady.
Yeah.
Something that could have come from a hospital in
For
Europe.
Sure. I would have thought that, too.
So I call back and I was trying to be stealth and I called back and I didn't say anything at first when someone picked up to see like what am I going to overhear something?
Yeah.
And so I said, and all of a sudden they're like, hello. And I said, hello. And they were like, is this Abby Holland? And I said, yeah. And they're like, We need to alert you of a really basically they said something very weird like to the whatever of you are in a lot of trouble. You either need to let us tell you right now what's going on or you need to go to your local precinct and they'll tell you what's going on because your social security number has been
compromised,
and you need to immediately go to the precinct right now. And I was like, whoa, what? Can't you, what's going on? It was kind of jarring and scary because I was like, I'm not going to go down to the cop. I'm not just going to go to the cop station. What am I just going to be arrested?
I've
what's
never
happening?
Done that. Yeah, I've never just
Why
walked
would you?
Right in.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're like, we can either tell you what's going on now and try to solve this matter now, or you can go down to the police station. And I was like, tell me what's going on. They had my name. I was like, what the hell's going on? They're like, well, you know, your social security number has been compromised. The police have an investigation out for you. There was a car that was found on the border of Mexico and Texas.
What?
And the plates matched your social security number.
What was so weird is that they said your plates match your social security card. I don't know anything about cars. When you get a card, do you give your social security number?
Well, here's the thing they do because I had, and this is why I was falling for this.
Sure.
10 years ago, I had a car stolen in New York.
Oh.
And they never found the car. So, it was stolen in Park Slope. I had a car and they stole it and I had insurance on it and it was under my name and I had to cancel the insurance, whatever. And it was under my dad's, it was under my dad's address. Okay.
Okay.
So that's a specific address that I don't have anymore. And so when they said that there was a car found
for sure
on the border of Texas and Mexico, and that it was under my name, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, the car.
My car was stolen 10 years ago. Did someone fucking drive it to Mexico?
Yeah.
So that's
it's your long lost car.
And my long lost car.
This makes sense, Abby.
So that they told me there's a drug cartel connected to this. We found like $1 million or something crazy worth of drugs in the car. There was blood. There's
blood?
Fingerprints. Yes. And he's like, there is an investigation out for whoever's name was under this car because they're going to be about to be arrested. And I was like, what? And so he said he said my dad's address. He said,
no,
is this your address? And I was like, oh, my God, that's the name.
That was the name that my car.
Yeah,
I know. I was like, that's the name that's what my car was under. My dad's
100%
address. And I was like, holy shit. And so at this point, I was super scared. And I was like, that's my dad's address. I don't live there anymore. And they're like, oh, okay, well, you need to be really honest with us because I'm gonna connect you to the CIA.
What? This person didn't announce themselves as like officer or somebody.
Oh no, I forgot that part. Thank you. He did. He said, "I am officer. This is my name. This is my badge number. This is your case number."
What?
He's like, I want you to write the case number down. I want you to write my badge number down because this is really important.
Abby, I 100% would have fallen for this. 100%.
Yeah. 100%.
I was terrified.
He's giving you evidence to even look him up. Like, that's what's so crazy. I guess they're assuming that by the time they get your money and you look it up, it'll be like, well, he doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he like find an old police case file, 10 years old? Do they dump them after 10 years? Like, medical files, you only have to keep. I know from some where I used to work, I worked in medical offices forever and I should know this better, but I think you only have to keep files up to, it's either 4 or 7 years, mm-hmm. and then you don't have to keep them in your possession, like the office's possession. It can be like an offsite storage or on digital, but he had to have found your police file.
Yeah, I have no idea, but he had that info and it was terrifying.
Yeah.
So the next thing is he's talking to me, he's asking me all these questions. He asked me, do you know anyone who lives in Texas? He gave me 3 different addresses. Do you know anyone who lives at this address, or this address? And I said, no, I've never been to Texas. He's like, are you sure you've never been to Texas? And I was like, oh, I went to a wedding in Austin once.
Oh my God.
And I did. And that's the only time I've been to Texas. And so I was freaking out. And he's like, what are the dates? And I was like, October of 2013. And so he's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to transfer you to the CIA. I was transferred to 3 different people, by the way.
What?
The quote unquote CIA. So he's like, you need to stay on the line. If you hang up, this is not going to be good for you. This is a really serious matter. There are serious charges under your name. And I was like, I didn't do this. I don't even have a car anymore. And he's like, you know what? I believe you, but I have to. This call is being recorded. You need to be completely honest with everything that you're saying. I'm transferring you to someone to the CIA. So I'm transferred, quote unquote, to someone to the CIA. Another person gets on and he also gives me his name, his badge number, and the case. And he's like, will you read back to me the case number that he gave you? And I was like, okay. And I did. And then he's like, so we're the CIA. We're investigating this crime right now. It's important that you not say anything to anybody or leave this call because we don't want to compromise the case. We don't want the cartel going after you. This is really serious matters. And one thing that he did tell me, the second guy, was that he's like, you know what? You do have fingerprints in the system, which I do. I did TSA.
Yeah, of course.
So my fingerprints are in the system. He said, you know what? You're lucky because the fingerprints on the car didn't match yours. He's like, that's the one thing that's saving you right now. And I was like, holy shit. How am I going to get arrested? What's happening?
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? The I have to now transfer you to the U.S. Treasury.
No.
What?
So, yes. Yes, he's transferring me to the vice president of the U.S. Treasury.
That's crazy.
And this is what even gets scarier. He transfers me to the third guy. This is my name. This is blah, blah, blah. I'm Googling his name as he's saying it. He's a real person.
Oh, no.
He's imitating this person.
Oh.
Okay.
So I'm freaking out. And this is where the scam really gets wild. Wait,
you also
even wilder.
Was all of this on Halloween? Were you in a cab, you said, while this was happening?
No, I was still at my house at this point. I was still at my house.
One thing. So if you do TSA pre-check, they take your fingerprints. Is that what that means? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I went when I got TSA pre-check. They did a.
The government has them. Now. Got it.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole thing too. That's a whole scam too.
I know. Thanks.
But so I'm on the phone with this supposed vice president of the U.S. Treasury Department, and I'm thinking in the back of my head, I'm like, the vice president of the U.S. Treasury has like
time?
An hour to spend with me right now on the phone.
And what time of day is this?
This was 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Halloween. I'm like, isn't this guy with his fucking kids?
Yeah, yeah. Those are good thoughts to have.
Yeah, and I actually to this guy I said, to be honest, this sounds like a scam. I really said that. And he's like, I'm offended you said that. He really fucking said this. He said, I'm offended you said that. What about this makes you think like this is a scam? And I was like, this is just so outrageous. You're telling me that a car was found with drugs in it from a cartel and it has my social security number. And he's like, you know what? You can hang up right now if you think this is a scam. And I should have hung up right then. But up until this point, they were like, if you hang up on this call, your identity is going to be all of your assets are going to be frozen. The Treasury guy continued to tell me. He said, what's going to happen is right now. In 5 hours by tonight, all of your assets are going to be frozen. We have to freeze your social security number because we have to find whoever did this, and it's under your name.
Freeze it, sure.
It's under your name, and we have to do it. And you'll probably, be arrested or get charges. And what's going to happen is I'm going to give you an appointment tomorrow to go to whatever office and get a new social security number and all this stuff. And I said, well, wait a second. What's going to happen to all my money? You're just going to take all my money and freeze all my accounts? He's like, yes. So for 10 years, we have to freeze the accounts. So and I was like,
That's crazy.
The fuck? And so this is when the switch happened, and which, I realized later is what the real scam was. Mm-hmm. So he's like, you've been honest so far and we're going to help you. I'm going to try to help you out before they freeze your accounts tonight. And I was like, oh my God. He's like, you need to tell me how much money you have in all of your accounts.
No.
And to me, I was thinking they had this on a screen and were checking with me to be like, verifying that you have this amount and this amount and this amount. And I said, I don't know. I have like this amount in my savings. He's like, you're going to want to move that to your checking because we want to make sure that we can get as much money out as we can before they freeze all your accounts. So at this point, I'm thinking this guy's trying to help me.
Yeah,
he's gaslighting the fuck out of you, this guy.
He is a master gaslighter. It was nuts. And he then is like, okay, the only way we can get your money out is, well, at this point, it was 5 o'clock. So my bank was closed. He said, is your bank closed? And I said, I don't know. He's like, can you get in a cab to your bank?
Oh my God.
And I said, it's about to close. I don't know. Like, I can't do it. And he's like, all right, if your bank isn't open, the only other way you can get your money is to go to these government sanctioned locations to get vouchers. And then once you get the vouchers, they're going to be put into a separate account for you that we monitor.
That's insane.
So I was like, what the fuck? At this point, after hearing about a drug cartel, I wasn't government vouchers. Like,
sure,
I was like,
not?
In this world, I guess so.
Yeah.
This is my fucking life
also,
now.
Also, have you done this ever before? Like, no, like, I don't know anything. If somebody was like, Yeah, how do you know? I mean, I do know like my accounts, and then if somebody said like, right now I feel like with money, ever since like everything crashed in 2007, you could be like, Kaylin, it's not safe to keep your money here. You have to keep it here. I'd be like, great, I don't trust banks anyway. Like I there's a part of me that's very nervous about.
But I don't think that the government is ever going to tell you to get in a cab. For some reason, that's the part that I stick with.
No.
That's the funniest.
Me too. Trust me. And I had the in the but back of my so head, I was like,
right now, it's so stressful.
I was like, what? Maybe I'm in this crazy. I kept saying to the people, I feel like I'm in a movie right now. And I was
probably a compliment to them. Like, yeah, they were like, we're scam artists. We're these nerds at home with computers. We're movie makers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dicks. So this was the most elaborate thing I have ever been caught up in my entire fucking life.
Yeah.
So.
And you help out at abortion clinics.
I know.
It's crazy. This is crazy.
Like, this could literally happen to anyone if it could fucking happen to me.
Yeah.
So this is what, this is where it gets really embarrassing for me. So.
I love it. We've all been there.
He tells me there are these U.S. He's like, write this down. He was very
That's
specific
so controlling.
In all of his shit. He's like, these are the only places where you can go and get vouchers. He's kept saying vouchers. And
a cash order?
Yeah, that's what I wasn't understanding. I was like, okay, I'm going to have to go to these places and get vouchers. So I was like, okay. And he's like, the closest place to you, vendor that's going to do this is Apple, the Apple Store, GameStop.
Oh,
oh no.
And like three other places or whatever. And I was like, this is kind of weird. So I said, you have like an agreement with Apple where they give you vouchers.
With the government?
He's like, you're gonna go there. He's like, you need to get in a car right now and go there right now. I'm trying to help you out. These
to
people
Apple.
Are gonna freeze you. Yes. So I go down the street to I'm in a car. I get an Uber. I'm in a car. He said, you need to be in the car. You need to not tell anyone you're on the phone. You can't even tell the cab driver. You can't act suspicious at all because I don't want anyone to know that this case is being discussed. You could get, this could be libel. Like basically like the drug cartel
this
might
is
be
so
coming
scary.
After me. So I'm
That's so
literally
scary.
In a fucking Jason Bourne movie.
That's what I was just thinking. I was like, it's like a Bourne movie. It's like he just watched this Bourne movie.
Yes.
And is doing it. Yeah.
So I get in the cab. He's in my pocket. And he's like, you have to act natural. And I was like, hey, like to the cab. I was
oh
like,
my
great.
God, Abby.
And he's in there and he's like, just make sure you tell me when you get to the Apple Store. He's like, once you get outside the Apple Store, I'm going to tell you what to do. So let me know when you're there. And so it's like silent. He's just like waiting. It's like traffic. I'm sitting in this car. Like, what is
oh
my life?
Oh, my God.
And he's like, are you there yet? And I said, no, I'm not. But trying to be like cool not to let. Give the taxi driver an edge to that I'm
that
freaking out. I'm like,
so
yeah,
stressful.
I'll be there in a minute. Don't worry. I'm in the car. I'm freaking out. And then I finally get in front of the Apple Store. And I'm on the phone. And I said, so I'm very confused. You want me to go in there? Is there a specific desk I need to go to get these weird government vouchers? And he's like, you're going to want to go to customer service. You're going to ask them for, and he changed it here. He's like, you're going to want to get, you know, like a gift certificate, like a voucher. And I'm like, voucher or gift certificate? Yeah. He's like, oh, like a gift certificate. You're going to want to get, and I was like, okay.
Like he's fumbling. Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, okay. He's like, they're only going to allow you to get about $200 on each gift card. So you're going to want to say that you're buying five or six of them, how many they'll give you. And just make sure you have a story, like tell them, you know, like, oh, my brother's like a big graphic design person. He kept saying that, like, even from my house to the cab to the thing, he's like, yeah, make it seem like you have this brother, you're buying a gift for him, like he's a big graphic designer. I was like,
his
okay,
name's Ed, he's on the phone with you right
like
now.
A weird, that's so
he's been
weird.
Gaslighting you this whole time.
Your brother.
Yeah, your brother.
It's so weird.
Yeah, my brother, he's big graphic designer.
And he's tough.
It was such a weird specific thing that he kept hanging on to. I'm like, this is so weird. So I'm like, okay. He's like, you can do this. He's like, you cannot tell them you're on the phone with me because, and so I'm going in there like hostage situation.
Oh my God.
I have no chill at all.
Of course.
So I go in And I go up to a guy.
Oh my God.
And I was like.
Also, guys in the studio, Abby's face is so funny right now. She looks like a robot. She looks like she's just like, she's serious and she's moving back and forth. Like, so I can feel like I'm sweating. Our producer, Caitlin, is losing her mind.
I'm sweating.
Like, Abby's face is like, if you can imagine, like the most friendly, lovely woman who just turned into the stiffest robot whose eyes are bugging
I'm
out of her
I'm hanging on
head.
Every word.
It
in
is
California.
Amazing.
Hanging on every word.
Yes.
This
it's incredible.
Amazing.
Like, also, when Abby's describing this, her emotions are very, like, her hands
like
are
robotic.
Going, robotic. She's so uncomfortable. It's like, you are inhuman yes. at this moment.
I'm so
inhuman.
That's
how you feel with this guy in your ear.
And before I went into the store, I was like, this is the biggest acting job of your life.
Yes.
You can, like, I was in my head, I was like, seriously, like, you gotta yes. do this.
Yeah, of course. The cartel is going to kill
the
you.
The cartel was going to fucking kill me.
And you need to get graphic design coupons.
Yeah, my brother's a big graphic designer, okay? I cannot
huge.
Disappoint.
So huge, he's on
huge.
The phone with me for hours.
Huge. So I go in there.
Our producer's dying. She cannot breathe. She's laughing so hard.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for laughing at her pain.
No, I'm totally. No. I can laugh about it now.
It's so good to laugh again.
I can laugh again now.
Yeah.
So I talked to this guy. The person's in my pocket, and I'm like,
God.
Like so. And I actually use like the graphic design line.
Like, oh no!
Because
what else can you think of? Your brain is so stressed.
I couldn't think. It's like when someone they put a cat in front of you, you can't be like that cat. Like you can't. So. I was like, yeah, I'm buying a Christmas present from my brother. He's like really into graphic design.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm going to want to buy like a bunch of gift cards. You know, he's like, well, how much do you want? And I was like, I don't know, like 5,000, 10,000. And because that's how much the dude told me to try to get.
Yeah.
And I was like sweating. I failed
like
at the biggest acting job
yes.
of my life.
Well,
I failed.
Well, that's fine. It's a really good thing.
So, thank God the Apple Store guy was like, he could totally sense what was going on.
Right.
He was
he's
so
like, you're a current robot.
Yeah, he's like
you're sweating.
Do you have a pulse?
Yeah.
He's like, listen, I have to ask because there's been a lot of gift certificate scams going on.
Wow.
And I had no idea. He's like, I have to ask, like, if there's anyone, like, forcing you to do this or if there's anyone.
Oh, my God, Apple.
Yeah. He's like, you can, you know, I can't, like, I can tell there's, like, maybe something going on, so I don't think I can sell them to you. And I was trying to be cool. I wasn't telling him that the guy was on the
yes.
phone with me. And so I was trying to be quiet. Like, the phone was here, and I was like, what kind of scams? Like, I was trying to be like ask
yes.
him a little bit
yeah.
about stuff because I thought there's no way that this, is,
no
a
way this is a
scam because the drug cartel
yes.
is after me.
Right. You're like, already at this point.
Like
when you start with drug cartel,
it's like you're
very
Pablo
hard to go.
Escobar.
Yeah,
at
they
this
had
point.
My.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have fingerprints and
blood.
Yes.
Don't forget blood
yeah.
in the car with your plates and your dad's address.
Yeah.
That's scary.
And my name and. But they had all this information.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way this is a scam. So I'm going to
yeah.
ask you what kind of scams you know about.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, some people, blah, blah, blah. I can't even remember him at this point. So after a few minutes, I start to cry.
Oh,
and
I'm
I was
so
like,
glad.
And I was like, listen, I think there's maybe something going on. And I still didn't tell him that the guy was in
yeah.
on the phone. And I kept asking him, like, what kind of scams? Like, anything about, like, you know, people having drug cartels after them? And this guy was like, no.
Ugh.
And I wasn't believing him. I was like, listen. And then after a few minutes, I was like,
oh, my gosh.
In my purse right now. And he's like, you need to hang up. And I was like, I can't. He told me that there's, like, drugs
this
after
I'm going
to
cry.
Me.
This is
yeah.
so intense.
I am about to. This is
yes.
so emotional.
It was. I was bawling and the guy's like, listen, and this is where I started to turn. He said the only way I asked him about the government sanctioned
yeah,
vouchers.
Yes.
He's like, no, the only thing that you the Apple product and the only way you can use Apple Card gift certificates is with Apple products. There is no way someone's gonna take that and put it in an account for
Ooh.
You somewhere. whatever.
Okay, good.
So that convinced me. I was still upset. He's like, listen, I have undercover cops here. We're going to go over. We're going to talk. We're going to chat with this guy. And so they're trying to talk me off the ledge. The guy's still on the phone because I won't hang up because I'm afraid.
Yeah, he's going to start the cartel.
I'm still afraid.
But I can't believe the guy hasn't hung up yet. The guy's not scared.
Dude, he didn't hang up. This vice president of the U.S. Treasury had just hours to kill.
Hours about you sweating, tearing up.
Like, he was still on the phone.
Amazing.
He was still on the phone waiting. Because he was going to get out if I had gone through with this.
Even 20
This fucking guy.
Wanted on any of it. So I love that there are undercover cops there. That's good to know. If you're a woman being chased and you're around an Apple store.
Go to an Apple store.
Go to an Apple store.
Which Apple store is this?
The new one on Atlantic in Brooklyn.
It's safe. It's a safe space.
Flatbush, there's a new one. There's a safe space, ladies.
Yeah. If you're scared or if you see like a child alone or anything, you just run into an Apple store.
Shove them into an Apple store.
Yeah, throw them in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll GPS his way home. They're smart. Kids are smart these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So finally, after them talking me off a ledge.
Wait, this is a cop?
So now the undercover cops are coming to you?
So
Is he still on the phone when you talk to the undercover cops?
He's still on the phone.
Oh my God.
Because he's trying to get me to hang up because he's not going to reach in my purse and be like, hang up your phone. He was very, I am so thankful for this Apple store.
You're a little angel.
I was just so thankful. And so he took me over to one
he's
of the undercover cops.
He's probably actually a graphic designer, this brain guy.
He probably is, right?
And he was like, look, we don't need that much.
I should give him some gift cards. So the undercover cop and the employee are, you know.
Supporting you.
Supporting me. And they're like, listen, these scams have been happening. They have people buying all these cards. And then what he was going to have me do after I bought them was read him the back of the number, the card. And then he would just take it. And they can take the money and just run.
Do whatever they want.
So apparently that's been happening to people for a while. And specifically Apple, specifically GameStop, these places where you buy a lot of money for these things. And, you know, crying. Oh, other employees were by the back door of the store. And there was this, I'm another employee. He seemed like a manager because he seemed like he had some like status. Mm-hmm. He walked by and he was like, he saw me crying. He's like, I can already tell. I know what happened. Blah, blah, blah. This has been happening a lot. These scams. And so everyone was like very nice. Very nice.
I love them.
Finally, I was like, he's on the phone. And they're like, just hang up. And I was like, okay. And I finally just hung it up and he called back. And the cop was like, let me answer it. He was so awesome. He was so he was an undercover cop. So he's like, he answered it and he's like, hey, who is this? Blah, blah, blah. And I don't really know what was said.
Yeah.
But basically, he hung up and both of them were like, this is a fucking scam. That like, there is no way that the U.S. Treasury would be calling you. There is no way that the CIA. This is crazy. And they had to tell me like 45,000 times because I was like, really?
Well, you're traumatized.
Fully traumatized at this point.
Oh, my
God. You had hours and hours of these people telling you things, making you feel insecure, then making you
and
feel like you should be
so
grateful
aggressive.
For them, threatening things about your family. It's so many different
twists
and turns.
Isn't that psychology?
Yes.
They scare the shit out of me. Then they're like, no, we're going to help you.
So they're your captor. Yeah. It is Stockholm Syndrome. They're your captor. And
full
then
out Stockholm Syndrome.
They want you to be dependent on them.
I fully believe like that shit is so,
so real.
Oh, it's real. Yeah. That's what Beauty and the Beast is.
Oh,
I believe
God.
To this day. Stockholm Syndrome.
For sure.
Yeah, then she falls in love with him. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No.
That's my own anger about Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
But that is, so you went through this, were you physically so exhausted?
Oh my God. Yeah. I was.
To get to that
point.
I was
shaking.
Yes.
And when I was walking out of
the store.
First of
all, you turned into a robot and then you had to jump back into a person.
Yeah. I was physically draining. I morphized.
You're morphing.
Morphin Power Rangered out of there. Yeah, and I was still, for 2 weeks after, I blocked the number. I don't answer any of those calls. I don't call back, even if the message is like,
emergency.
There's a drug cartel after you. Now I know.
Yeah, you're like, great, come at me.
And
I'll hang out in the Apple store till I see you.
Yeah. And everyone I know is like, the CIA, the U.S. Treasury would never call you. They will always send you like a written thing.
That's true.
So there is... That's what everyone kept telling me. I did research. I called all my banks. I did not give them any money. So I came out of this unscathed financially. But I was about to hand over like $5,000.
Of course.
Yeah, it was the most traumatizing, crazy experience I'd ever been through. And thank God for those Apple Store people. Spoils. And he stopped me. And
so wonderful. I mean, so disappointing and sad that obviously this had happened so much at Apple that they had to then put this in their training, or that,
and
you
the
know
manager
there was like
just,
an Apple class that
he just
had
looked
to take.
At you and knew what was happening. Like, it's happened so
knew
much.
It.
Yeah.
But.
Yes.
Because that's the, like, if somebody is like basically taken captive mentally, emotionally, you know, fear, you do look like a different person. I do think that's why they say when they see kids who've been kidnapped or something, like they look so weird when they're with these other adults. They say that, like, if, I know this is like getting on a really sad note, but they said, like, the woman who found Elizabeth Smart, she said she saw this girl acting and behaving so oddly and so uncomfortable with these two adults, and they had her dressed in these like weird robes, and so she alerted the cops for her. So I do think it is something that naturally, like, we as humans go like, that's not the way a normal human behaves in an Apple Store, whatever, or wherever you are.
Right.
But like, that's not normal facial expressions. There is, you can see on their face a lot is happening. And it's like, I mean, it also sucks that those poor Apple kids like had to see this happen multiple times. Like, they have these, like, it's so sad all around.
Well, this was like a man.
Oh, a full
like Apple Store worker.
I'm calling
was
him
like,
a baby.
Was like a man.
This Apple 13-year-old. No.
Yeah, no, he was like,
you should get his number.
I think he was married with kids. I think he said he had a daughter. I was like,
wait. So after the cop gets off the phone with the guy, is that the end of it? Yeah. Or does the cop get him? Or like what?
No.
Because the call was probably untraceable.
Yeah.
It was
mean,
like a Google call.
I saved the number. I blocked it.
Yeah.
I wrote to the, I think the FCC or something where you submit to those kind of scams. I wrote out everything.
Good
I wrote the
you.
Number that I, and I said.
Because you could have also just like walked away and been like, that's too emotional. But you to do all this work is really amazing.
I mean, I actually in the back of my head still kind of think maybe this is true because like, I'm like, holy
it's
shit.
So
and also like your car is in Texas. With drugs, so they could be from Texas. Of course, like, of course you can rationalize this in your head. Yeah.
I mean, I still, the times that I do think about it, I kind of look over my shoulder. Like, for the next 2 days, all I saw were, like, cop cars moving slowly by me and, like, vans. Mm-hmm. It's all I could see. I was like, holy shit, they're gonna...
You're in
this
a porn
is
movie,
so intense. This is so upsetting.
This is so intense. I know. Abby is taking deep breaths. Oh. We are bringing her back to that moment. It sucks.
It was terrifying. I haven't even I have
really?
Not told my mom about this.
Well, of course. Oh my God. If I knew that that was happening to my kid, I would.
No,
go
but the
nuts.
But
oh,
the shame,
mom.
Though. You must feel so ashamed.
Oh.
Don't feel shame.
I was so, I'm
literally,
so embarrassed.
All of us in this room and like all of us here.
I would have
like,
fallen
oh,
for
happened.
This. I would have fallen.
Could happen. There was so much proof, Abby. And also, you did the really smart thing of Googling this person. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if I would have even Googled or I don't know. Like, there's something of you're going like, well, let me double check. It feels like a scam. So your intuition was correct. And then for you to then go, it doesn't matter if you physically went to Apple or not, but for you to connect to a person in person, like another human being, your intuition rode over all of this to go like, no, this is a safe space.
Always trust your gut. Always trust your gut.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You're very smart. You're
so,
very smart.
I wasn't in that. I
but
wasn't.
No, these people were smarter.
I can't believe
these
how
were
sophisticated
expert
these lies were.
So
these were expert scammers. They also probably were hackers.
Well, for sure. Have you found anyone else who's been through this?
Oh, yeah.
I said,
sorry,
have
you
found anyone else who's been through this? Or is this the first time that you've really talked about
it? No, this is the first time. I mean, I told my friends about it and they've never heard of anything that's happened like this or this intricate. I wrote on a Facebook group that we're a part of. I'm like, has anyone ever heard of this?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, no.
Well, okay, so that is...
So that too, I'm just like, Jesus Christ, is the cartel really after me?
It's not. Because so we had a guest on, Adrian, who talked about how she had a junk mail person that said that, what was it, that something was compromised.
Her password.
Was it, Sue, that they had to... Oh, her password was compromised because they gave her password in the subject line. Yeah, this is one of our first episodes. And she was so freaked out. And right after we finished the recording, the next, like, couple days I looked at my junk mail and the exact same thing was sent
to
me. So I think it's also when you're aware of it. But I had a password of mine put in my junk mail, put in the subject letter. And he said, look, it's no use going to the cops. We've already found everything we need on you. We've already got all of your passwords. And so I had to, like, there's actually a password generator you can get that's hooked up to your passwords, and it gives you a new one each time.
But
it's amazing. I can send it to you. It's
Abby, I think that since the Apple Store guy was so aware and attuned to this stuff happening, there's so many people out there who this has happened to and have had the same experience.
Yeah. God. I mean, so that,
if they have to have the training in that, yes. And I also think, like, as a person, like, your eyes get opened. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I get calls all the time. I constantly get that this is an emergency calls and phone, and they leave messages a lot. And they say things have been compromised, and if I don't call now, that's an emergency. But I don't have anybody that I am worried about overseas. I don't have anybody that I know that wouldn't be able to reach me through another family member. That is very different, because I've also traveled overseas. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, I went, and you have to, like, fill out all this paperwork, and they say, like, who do you call? What's the emergency? And there's, like, a health insurance company for, like, you can do it for boat travel, you know, like, for all these different things, for plane travel.
Interesting.
Yeah, you create basically, like, a global health insurance company that is going to pay or support you if you injure yourself.
Mm.
So that is very scary if you're worried about the people you love.
It was just, like, a perfect cocktail of
perfect
everything.
They were experts. They were
so
experts.
Abby,
because they had to have that information.
Abby, what advice would you give? Like, what would you have done differently? Or if someone thinks that this is happening to them in the moment, what do you think, like, what advice would you tell for them?
Oh, my God. I would just know that the U.S. Treasury or the CIA is not just going to cold call you.
And hang out on the phone.
They're going to send you something in writing.
Mm-hmm. And multiple times, usually. Like, my God, I get, so if any notice, you get it like 3 or 4 times accidentally.
Yeah. Yes. And it's going to be through the mail. These people, oh my God, I mean, I don't even know. I'm going to give myself advice. It's just like, you can't believe anyone over the phone who's going to tell you that you need to give them certain information. Just don't give anything over the phone.
Also, I think, like, when they said, like, you can go to the precinct if you want, be like, great, I'll talk to somebody.
Yeah, I'm actually curious as to what would have happened if I had done that.
That is interesting.
So ballsy.
Because why would they?
I'll go in.
Yeah, they were like, you can just go down to the precinct. And I was like, okay. That was just so bizarre.
Well, Caitlin, our producer, just said they must have done a lot of practice. So I'm sure that is a technique that works for them. Like, oh, look, we're so transparent. And then you're like, well,
yes.
I don't feel like going to the police station. I'll stay on the phone. Like, that is, these are tools that they've used.
It is the deepest psychological torture.
They have no shame in destroying a person's bank account, whatever.
This is awful.
Wow. It must work.
It must.
I mean, it almost worked for me. Because they can make $5,000, $10,000 in 2-3 hours, 4 hours.
They can't be traced.
Holy shit.
Stop. Look what you can buy, like, more Super Mario, piece of shit.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, more
Minecraft.
But now I know that this is a thing happen. This is a thing that's happening. Yeah. I know, right? That this is a thing that's happening. People,
Zelda.
The research that I've done is that these people are calling you and they're saying that you have serious charges against you. They, you know, you have tax something with, like, taxes. It's not going to be over the phone. Something with a serious crime. They're going to come to your house, or they're going to send you a paper.
Yeah,
they're not
going
to call you.
They're going to make
it official. That's the advice. And I block every unknown caller now.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Our producer just chimed me in. She thinks they probably also target women.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And the way these men were talking to you.
And I think, actually, my information could probably be easily found in LexisNexis, whatever.
Sure.
You can look. I feel like I've looked up myself in a certain database, and one of the addresses was my dad's.
Yeah,
mine too. I have multiple addresses for some reason online. It says, like, if you, like, I did Google my name. It's like, if you need to get to Caitlin Brodnick, and it has an address for my childhood home.
It's scary.
I was like, that's fucking creepy. And that was also my childhood home address before all the internet stuff was happening. So before now, you're double checking. I don't put things on.
No.
Like, simple, like, Instagram doesn't have my birthday. Like, just, like, little things that I'm trying to, like, keep in, whatever, 2006. We didn't know what was going on.
No.
Mm-hmm.
They're so sophisticated.
Yeah. It's I underestimated these people because they have been trained in psychological torture.
Like, work. Like, it seems like this is their job.
It's their life's work.
They're going to
They're obsessed
to work.
With graphic design.
I know.
Because that dumbass could never make it. That piece of shit. Let me play some more GameStop games.
Thank you so much for being vulnerable with us. And this...
That's so generous of you to share this story.
I feel like I'm getting Bell's palsy. I'm like,
she is. She's going to faint.
Oh, I'm going to faint. She has PTSD.
I know. We'll have to take a breather.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Because, I mean, that's also like a thing to you know, I don't like admitting anytime I get duped ever. And I've been duped, girl.
Same.
I've been duped.
But you're like brilliant. You were like a producer this week ever. Like you have a career.
If it can happen to Abby, it can happen to our moms.
If Abby can be the GIF who was retweeted by Lin-Manuel, it can happen to anyone.
I know. Jesus Christ. I hope the scammers don't hear this now. No, and now they're going to scam. Oh, God.
Honestly, no. If they come for us, I would love to pick their shitty little brains. You're like, tell me about other things. I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, and also I'm kind of mad that the cops didn't like strong arm them and be like, I'm going to get you and find you and come kill you. You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
No, I think there's a billion of them though. Yeah. I think there are a ton of these. And I think you can have a phone call that's untraceable.
I get that, but I just wish the cops were like more. No, I don't know.
He was like undercover. It was like at this point, 7 o'clock. I think he was just like,
It's Halloween.
Yeah, it's Halloween. I'm not gonna.
He probably also figured you are safe. I mean, like, I feel that like some New York cops, sometimes they seem lackadaisical, but I'm like, I don't know what they see all day. So for them to be like, look, you're in an Apple store. You're safe. Nothing was taken. You know, his blood pressure is not going to go up because he took care of the situation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
thank you, Abby.
Wow.
You're a hero and a champion.
Thank you so much.
Holy shit. Thank you for
We've
having
all come
me.
On this journey, and I like appreciate it because it could happen to all of us. It could be happening to me currently. They could be researching my deadliest, darkest secrets. Secrets?
Secret lips.
Secret lips.
Baby secrets.
Baby secret. Where can people find you? Can they stalk you? Can they find you on Instagram?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for Lady Parts Justice. So you can go to ladypartsjustice.com, check out all the stuff that we do. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I don't really do Twitter, though. Instagram's mainly. Yeah. Abby Holland picks, because Abby Holland was taken. I have a lot of stuff on YouTube, blah, blah, blah. Very Googleable. Find my GIF.
Find her?
Yeah.
Find a police report.
Find my police report and my social security number,
too. Oh, my God, yes. And if this has happened to you, please email us and tell us. Because there has to call us. There has to be, like, other people that this has happened to.
Yeah, and we have to tell Abby that she's not alone.
So you can email us at scamwowpodcast@gmail.com or you can call us at 347-509-9414.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.